This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. When will the Ayatollah decide the Iranian pastor's fate?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
We don't take any options off the table in terms of how we operate with Iran.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
It is time for all of us to stand up against the spread of militant Islam and to stand up and lead for the Pastor Youssefs of the world.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo, and we are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me just say, folks, it's out of Iran, because I know many of you are following closely Pastor Nad Arkani, his fate. We confirmed again late Friday evening the reports and where it stands right now. First, we can confirm as of yesterday in Iran and the days coming to a close there, obviously it's evening. Remember, the government opened on Saturday of the weekend, but usually they still don't get back to real official business today. We can confirm as of yesterday that he was reported to be alive, that the Ayatollah has not yet made an opinion, and that Pastor Nad Arkani's attorney, Muhammad Ali Dadka, who has finally now appealed his own conviction for 9 years in jail just for representing Pastor Youssef, believes on Friday he believed that the Ayatollah would make his decision within the next 20 days. So do the math. Now we're about 17, 16 days sometime within this time period if the international pressure continues to ratchet up. So I think we've succeeded in doing a couple of things. Obviously, this is far from over, but what we have succeeded in doing is pushing it to the Ayatollah, which, I was in an article over the weekend. Some people think that's bad because the Ayatollah could try to use this as some kind of retribution against the United States in light of this terror plot that happened, last week that was uncovered in Washington, D.C., involving the Saudi embassy, the Israeli embassy, and, of course, the Saudi ambassador, who's a crown prince. At the same time, though, folks, I think we have to understand that the Ayatollah is somewhat immune from much of the pressures that local judges and appeals court would be from more extremist elements. You've got, of course, the clerical elements as well. So we know that the decision has not yet been made by Ayatollah Khomeini, and the attorney believes it will happen within the next 15 days. Here is what we're planning on doing. I'm going to announce our petition number. I know that just online, as of right now, we're at 172,000 people have signed the petition in support of Pastor Nad Arkani. That's right. Just online, 100,000 people. So because of that, and when I add the phone numbers in, we're very close to that 200,000 mark. And when we get there, folks, I think, unless there's breaking news, we're going to have to move on to some other topics. That doesn't mean, of course, that we've got a full team committed to this. We've got a full team committed to the Iranian situation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if you have not yet joined this petition, let me tell you, this may be your final opportunity to this week. Now, if something happens, if something breaks tonight, if something breaks 2 days from now where we need to ratchet up the attention again, we'll absolutely be prepared to do that. But if we hit 200,000 and then we release that, remember, that gives us a couple of more days of getting a lot of attention on Pastor Youssef's fate. So if you've not yet joined, consider this your final opportunity for right now. Call now, 877-989-2255. You're standing with Pastor Nad Arkani in Iran. That's 877-989-2255. I know we're close to 200,000 on this petition, which would be one of our largest ever. We're at just 172,000 online. So I haven't added the phones that have come in as well. I'll do that when we get back from the break. Call now, because again, I can't promise you that you're going to have another opportunity to stand with the pastor and join this petition, calling on Secretary of State Clinton, signing up with members of Congress who have done so as well, demanding she do more. Call now, 877-989-2255. Don't miss this opportunity to stand for this pastor's life. 877-989-2255, a decision within the next couple of weeks, maybe much earlier. 877-989-2255.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Welcome back to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. I'm in Washington, D.C. Folks, again, on Pastor Youssef, this is our plan as of right now. We're very close to hitting that 200,000 mark. We've added a number of members of Congress to the congressional letter. We know that Secretary of State Clinton is in a very unique position in Iran. I don't know if you saw the story in the New York Times over the weekend that the United States is preparing to really push the U.N. to release the nuclear info, the confidential nuclear info on Iran and their nuclear weapons program. And that was the first time I had ever really seen any kind of at all confirmation out of the Obama administration that they do believe not only are they building nuclear power plants, but as we've all said, that they're building, you know, they're testing nuclear devices as well as the next step to ratchet up international pressure at the sanctions level against Iran. Remember, Iran is heavily sanctioned by the United States. Their economy is hanging in the balance. That's why you had that uproar, the Green Revolution in 2009. Things have not gotten better there for the people. So it's a very fluid economic situation. And the United States, and you're seeing this now, tough talk people like Senator Dianne Feinstein, saying, listen, you know, we all realize now that if we don't handle this in the economic sanction way, which I've been part of Christian Leaders for a Nuclear-Free Iran, pushing for just that, we're going to end up in this conflict, which could be disastrous if they were able to develop this nuclear weapon. And if the information is there and if it's confidential right now, folks, it's interesting that the U.N. has that there's indication the U.N. does have proof, not coming just from the United States, by the way. This is not confidential U.S. info. This is U.N. The inspectors, the nuclear inspectors, IAEA inspectors that would have this information on Iran confidentially, because once that's released, of course, if they were to be known publicly to be testing nuclear devices capable for weapons, they would be in violation of even more laws and all the countries that do business with them, which would, again, put them into probably an economic down spiral that could lead to who knows what when it comes to the regime. But when it comes to Pastor Youssef, we know this. His attorney contacted us on Friday. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's no retrial set. There's been no verdict from the Court of Appeals after the Supreme Court sent it back. The death sentence still stands, and the Ayatollah has been asked by the court to give his opinion. Now, the attorney, when we were talking to him on Friday, said, listen, this opinion, the Ayatollah could wait months, but he believes, because of public relations and also international relations, what's happened in Iran with this terror plot in the United States, that the Ayatollah will make a decision. This was on Friday, within the next 20 days, if we ratchet the international pressure up. And he asked us to do two things, really. Focus on the United Nations and the Pope. Now, a lot of the Vatican officials are saying that they're working on this behind the scenes. I'll take them at their word for it. But I do want to say for our Catholic audience that the attorney for Pastor Youssef in Iran has asked for the Pope's direct engagement to the Ayatollah because they're both religious leaders. Then, of course, the United Nations. Well, who would be spearheading that at the United Nations? It would have to be the United States of America. That would be Secretary of State Clinton. We have not seen a new response out of her office yet. We're getting close to that 200,000 mark. Again, 172,000 have signed the petition online. I mean, folks, that's very close to 200,000 right there, and I'm getting the phone info right now so that you can know where we are. But just to be clear, if there is no breaking news on this within the next 24 hours, so by radio tomorrow, we may cool down on the petition. We've hit the 200,000 mark, reassess what our next move will be now that we've got 200,000 petitions delivered and are awaiting a response from the Ayatollah. Now, the way we've got it set up, of course, we've got a whole team dedicated just to following this and working with the attorneys in Iran. So if we ever needed to, you all know, we can reactivate immediately, put together a new petition, a new call to action. It may be even be more direct where you're calling officials directly. But the plan is that if we confirm again that he's alive today and this decision is hanging out there, we've got the 200,000, we push to the Pope, we push to the UN, we're doing all that. You can see it at ACLJ.org. We've already got the UN information in from the ACLJ, and we're working on the members of Congress. Now, let me tell you this, folks. This could be your final chance to sign the petition. I don't want to guarantee that. Something could happen later today where I need even more people, I need more support, or at least we need to keep talking about it. But as of right now, I'm planning on focusing on what's coming up with Obamacare, some domestic issues, which we'll get into a little today, tomorrow on the broadcast. So if you have not yet called and signed the petition in support of Pastor Youssef, calling on Secretary of State Clinton to speak up, because the pastor said he needs the UN support. And what we can do as Americans is use our top diplomat, Secretary of State Clinton, to push for that support at the United Nations. And, of course, if you're a Catholic listener out there, the Pope's support as well. We will be getting that information out as well, I think, to the Vatican. We can add that into the petition. So call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And let me give you an update. I just got in the phone numbers. We are roughly 18,000 people have signed just by calling 877-989-2255 in the past 2 weeks. That puts us at about 190,000 people have signed. So we're close to 200,000, about 10,000 away, which means if we do a full push today and every one of you calls that hasn't called and you get your friends to go to ACLJ.org and sign up so we hit 200,000, we'll get that information out on Twitter as well and Facebook to tell people how close we are. I hope by the end of the day that we can report that we've gone over that 200,000 mark, which will, again, be something we can get into the media, get into the news. Folks, call right now, 877-989-2255. I really need you, folks, 877-989-2255. Again, this is up to the Ayatollah at this time. He has not issued an opinion. We confirmed yesterday that Pastor Nader Khani is alive. It's evening now in Iran. It does not mean when the Ayatollah gives his opinion to the court that it will be public, but certainly we will be watching, because whatever the court does next would certainly be directed by him. So when they make a move, we know he's made the move, and that will give us an indication of what he's decided to do. He could release the pastor without even going to the court. He could actually call for a full retrial, start the process over. He could lower the sentence possibly. I mean, he's got that much authority to say he served 2 years in prison, you know, if he violated one of their laws and let him go. But he could also say, well, he's not going to get the death penalty, but he'll be in jail for 50 years. Remember, his wife's been in jail before for a year for this. He's been in jail for 2 years, can only get one visitor a week usually. He's been getting a little bit more because of the trial and the waiting. And we accomplished something unprecedented. You know, we got this to the Ayatollah, folks. We got it out of a court system that I think was under too much pressure, that I think they probably wanted to release Pastor Youssef, that did not want to carry out this execution, but was worried that if they did that without the approval of the Ayatollah, they could face some kind of retribution from radical clerics operating within the Iranian government who don't even think the Ayatollah or these judges are committed enough to their version of Sharia law. There's also a lot of issues around the clarification of apostasy in Iran. I mean, he was determined never to actually have been a Muslim, but because of his Muslim ancestors, was given those chances to recant his faith, to live. He refused to do that. The question is, do you execute someone in Iran based on the Ayatollah Khomeini's writings of the 1980s in that situation when they actually were never a Muslim and though their parents were? And that's why they've deferred it. We've got time to act. This is the time to call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Don't miss your final opportunity. Let's go to Lynn calling from New Mexico. On line one, Lynn, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes, I'm not. My heart right now is for my brother. I'm a Jew, an American Jew. I'm a Jew that believes in Yeshua, in Jesus the Messiah, the one and only Messiah. And I would ask, brothers and sisters, pray for this man. But just direct your prayer to this, that if they shed his blood, that more will come to the true blood of Jesus Christ the Messiah, in any language, Yeshua HaMashiach, and that he has such a peace, and such a light about him and around him, that even his captors will notice and bow and even be blinded by his light.
And you know, Lynn, I want to say this. This pastor, and Christians in Iran and persecuted countries, they know exactly what they're doing. They know that what they're standing up against. They know what they're fighting back against. And remember, he was given those chances to recant his faith. He refused to do it three times. Very biblical if you think about the the stories in the New Testament about asking, do you deny, do you deny, do you deny? He refused to do it all three times, knowing exactly what that may mean. And, he's been in jail for 2 years. He has been standing for Christ, standing for his faith. He's, it's only in his 30s. He's about my age. And these are real heroes of our faith. I don't want to call them martyrs because I think we can still save his life. Call now, folks. We are right at, we're so close to 200,000. I'm not sure we're going to stay on it tomorrow just because once we hit 200,000, I think we're set unless there's breaking news and we can focus on domestic issues while we keep you updated on what's happened with the pastor. That's all at ACLJ.org. And a lot of times it happens later in the day after radio. Call now, 877-989-2255. When we get back from the break, we're going to go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, and find out which members of Congress are on that letter to Secretary of State Clinton. There's 89. The letter is now closed. We're going to go through that list to see if your member of Congress is on it. Call now, 877-989-2255. Could be your final opportunity. We'd be moving on tomorrow, 877-989-2255.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
what's coming up on the Jordan Sekulow Show. First, some interesting news on the Ground Zero Mosque. Will they be evicted because they owe $1.7 million back payments? And the Con Ed, they're going after them, but we'll get into that more in the Jordan Sekulow Show immediately following Jay Sekulow Live. If you don't get it on your radio station, it's on XM Sirius Channel 131, and we stream it online absolutely free at aclj.org. Then it's posted later to the JordanSekulow.com, JordanSekulow.com. And also this news out of Nancy Pelosi we're going to be talking about in the third segment, and the fact that the briefs for the Obamacare challenge at the Supreme Court that the ACLJ is filing go on next week. Let me play this soundbite from Nancy Pelosi just to kind of set up what's coming up next on the broadcast. This is her on a pro-life piece of legislation in the House of Representatives. Let's play it, guys.
When the Republicans vote for this bill today, they will be voting to say that women can die on the floor and health care providers do not have to intervene if this bill is passed.
You know, folks, the die on the floor stuff, this is a pro-life piece of legislation to strip abortion out of Obamacare. Remember, we were told that abortion wasn't in Obamacare, so this legislation is so dangerous. Why, Nancy Pelosi, if it wasn't included, just to make it clear up the law that it wasn't there? Why are you so opposed to that? We'll talk about it on the Jordan Sekulow Show. But let's get back to Pastor Nadar Khani. Folks, we are close to 200,000. That would be a massive goal. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to promise you that you're going to have another opportunity to sign this petition going to Secretary of State Clinton. The reason why, we know it's at the Ayatollah. We know we're close to 200,000. When we hit that, folks, we have to get all that information in. We've already gotten about 150,000 of those names into the Secretary of State's office and reassess what we do next. We're working at the United Nations. We're working with our European office. So I need you to call now, 877-989-2255. If you have not stood with Pastor Youssef, this may be your final opportunity to do it. I hope, you know, the decision comes. It said Friday within the next 20 days. So now it's Monday, so we're talking about 15, 16 days, any time within that period. Pray hard, but take action. 877-989-2255. If you've been holding back and saying, I'll sign on when it gets closer and closer, I'm telling you right now, there's so much happening domestically. We've got our whole international team. You can check, follow me, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Go to aclj.org. A lot of this news breaks after the show, but call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, Than Bennett, the ACLJ Director of Government Affairs. Members of Congress, we had 89 sign on to a bipartisan letter. And over the next few minutes of the broadcast, we're going to go through a few at a time because I want people to listen to see if their member of Congress signed or not. And if they didn't, put that in the back of your head because we may need to re-engage them again. This letter is closed, but if they didn't, you may want to contact them and say, hey, why don't you get out a statement for Pastor Nadar Khani, and we'll post it up at aclj.org for him, Republican or Democrat. So, Than, let's start with however you want to break down the list for everybody of who signed this letter.
Jordan, congressional involvement really has been key in this. Remember, before we get to the letters on the name, Speaker Boehner was really the first one out of the gate on this. He came out in strong defense of Pastor Youssef. We're grateful to him for that. Senator Rubio also spoke on the floor at great length. But the 89 members of the House of Representatives that signed this letter to Secretary Clinton, the reason that's key, she has to respond to them, Jordan. She has to respond within the next week. So it was key to get Republicans and Democrats on that. It was led by Congressman Joe Pitts from Pennsylvania and Democrat Heath Shuler from North Carolina. So a lot of credit goes to them. But let me just read to you about the first 10 names that then signed on behind them, because these were sort of the first 10 that got the ball rolling, got the momentum started. You had Alcee Hastings, a Democrat from Florida, Sue Myrick from North Carolina, Chris Smith from New Jersey, Frank Wolf from Virginia, Jim McGovern, a Democrat from Massachusetts, Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska, Doug Lamborn from Colorado, and Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress from the state of Minnesota. Those 10 were kind of the first core signers, really got the ball rolling, and another 79 followed them.
You know, folks, we'll continue to go through those names. You can find them at aclj.org. Let me say this, folks, there's so much information on it. As it stands right now, within the next 15 days, Pastor Youssef's attorney believes that the Ayatollah Khomeini will issue an opinion on Pastor Youssef's fate or an instruction to the court on what to do next. Now, he can sit on it for months, but the pastor told us He believes it will come sooner rather than later because of the international focus and attention on Iran right now involving this terror plot with Saudi Arabia and Israeli embassy, Saudi ambassador in Washington, D.C. and New York, their nuclear program at the U.N., which is now being looked at again. So he believes this is the critical time to act to get the U.N. and the Pope involved. Now, we can help on both those sides. We got a big Catholic audience, and we're going to be pushing this to the Vatican as well. And at the UN, our job as Americans is to get our Secretary of State, our top diplomat, working for that UN engagement. Call now. This probably is your final opportunity. Unless there is some huge breaking news on this in the next 24 hours, we will not have this petition up tomorrow. We're going to hit 200,000 if you join with us. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Listen, I don't want to have to push this again tomorrow on radio. Why? I need to get that 200,000 number out this evening to the media because that creates more stories, more international attention, and that's key to this pastor's life, to saving Pastor Youssef's life. So will you call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Stephen is calling from Virginia on line one. Stephen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, and I commend you for what you're doing. And I think it's going to take a lot of prayer and a lot of support to save this minister. All I wanted to say was I served in the Navy on a ship on Gonzo Station when they were holding our hostages in Iran in 1980. And they were released after Carter, the administration, the Reagan administration took over. I don't think the problem has ever gone away. I think the Islamic extremism has kind of simmered for some time, and I think it kind of reached a boil at 9/11. But, you know, Iran is the type of country that they hold hostages. They commit assassinations, and they will do anything for attention. And I think that that our government hasn't done enough to kind of put the screws to the Iranian government.
You know, Stephen, and again, thank you for your service. That was a very tough time over the weekend. The New York Times, and you know, if the New York Times reporting it, which comes from a liberal bent, but has pretty good sourcing within the Obama administration, certainly, that the Obama administration is really considering pushing the UN to release the confidential information revolving around Iran's nuclear program, not just the power plants, which we know are beginning to be operational, but that there's actual confidential information that confirms the nuclear program. We all believe there's a nuclear weapons program, but there is that information there. The New York Times was reporting it, and on this issue, you know, they've got the access to the administration. And so I do think that they are looking at new ways to pressure Iran, but we have not taken their threat seriously enough, and then we get in a situation like this, and it's very difficult when you have the terror plot, the pastor's life in the balance, their nuclear program, Israel involved, Saudi Arabia involved. We're close to 200,000 names on this petition. I want to make sure I can announce that this evening to the press. I need your help. 877-989-2255. That's a huge impact. I mean, Secretary of State Clinton, she'd be seeing that. And as Dan said, she has to respond to that congressional letter. We can make sure that's also part of it. 877-989-2255. Time's running out. This may be your last opportunity to sign the petition. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.